It's the first of the month, and that's when we traditionally get together with our friends from Sauce Magazine for their monthly hit list, a look at the comings and goings in our local restaurant world. Five new openings since we last got together, and joining us are Sauce Managing Editor Catherine Claney and staff writer Matt Sorrell. Good to see you both again.
Good to see you, too.
Seems like only yesterday.
Almost.
In fact, it was just a couple of days ago we were last together.
Exactly.
Catherine, I have to say that anytime you can bring the word decadent into the food scene, you've got my attention.
Absolutely. We can bring it in a few times this month. So we're going to kick it off. We have five places this month that are in our new October issue, which just came out yesterday. Grace Meat and Three is one of the first ones I want to share with you guys. For those who aren't familiar with Chef Rick Lewis, he was previously the executive chef at Quincy Street Bistro and Southern, which opened up next door to Pappy's a few years ago. Mm. Now he and his wife, Elissa Lewis, are bringing their Southern cuisine to the Grove with Grace Meat and Three. So for people who aren't familiar, a meat and three is sort of a Southern food tradition where you pick one meat or protein staple and then you choose from an array of sides and you pick your three sides. And it's very common a tradition down in the South. So he's bringing that up here. And Lewis has always been known for his fine dining skills that he's picked up in the kitchens like Monarch that he then applies to these comfort food dishes that everybody's familiar with, like meatloaf and fried chicken and mac and cheese and things like that. So we really enjoyed what we've tried so far at Grace. We have a couple of the meats that we really liked. Obviously, Rick's famous for his fried chicken. It was available at Southern. Now it's available here. You can get that served hot or not. Fried Mississippi catfish nuggets, and then a fried bologna sandwich, which I feel like at every kitchen he's been in, there's been a fried bologna sandwich, and it's been fantastic. But it's the sleepers on the menu that you shouldn't miss. You may not think to order the hummus at a place like this, but you definitely should. It's a creamy white bean hummus that's spiked with harissa, which is a North African chili paste, and then served with pickled vegetables and sunflower seeds. There's chicken livers that were to die for. They were so fantastic. They were piled atop toast with a seasonal mostarda and pickled onions. And then the heirloom tomato salad, if you are feeling a little less fried chicken-y. The heirloom tomato salad was a standout. It has fresh seasonal tomatoes, baby greens, and then a generous dollop of a quark, which is a creamy farmer's cheese, very fresh and light tasting, with a charred onion vinaigrette. So all of those were great. You can try limiting yourself to three sides. We'll see how well that works. We really liked the sweet and sour greens. I know that was a big favorite of yours.
It was, Matt? Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the sides are – any place I go to, I judge them by the salads and the sides. If those are good, everything else is probably going to be good. And the sides here get as much attention as any other dish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese, the biscuits, the cornbread, they all deserve to be on your short list for side options. So if you're looking for Grace, it's at the former Sweetie Pies location in the Grove. That's 4270 Manchester Road. Currently, they're only open for lunch, but Rick said that they are planning to open for dinner service soon.
What is it about Southern fried chicken and macaroni and cheese?
It's so good. For me at least, it's childhood. It's growing. Like, this is what you had on Sundays. This is what you had on special occasions, long weekends when it took some time to prepare. It's that comfort food feeling that I think strikes a chord with a lot of people.
Comfort is the perfect word. Mm-hmm. Perfect word for that, too. Okay, Matt, what have you got?
Well, the next place we have online here is Pangea. So Pangea just opened, last month now, in the Newtown neighborhood in St. Charles. And it's from Chef Jesse Gilroy. So Jesse, she's one of our Sauce Ones to Watch class of 2015, a couple years ago. And most recently, she was a sous chef at a Sydney Street Cafe. So she definitely has honed her chops in, you know, some really great places, obviously. So her menu is, you know, full of international flavors. Obviously, with a name like Pangea, it's going to be an all-inclusive type of menu. And one thing I really liked, that she does a ricotta nudi, which is really, really nice. Cooked in a little bit of brown butter with some leeks, a bunch of different herbs. And the other thing that I really liked on her starter menu, she does a salmon crudo. So it's just fresh salmon chunks topped with crisp, like pickled cucumber, radish, really bright, fresh, you know, good way to start things off.
How do you decide what to eat when you go to a place like a new place? And I mean, obviously you can't try everything.
We always order too much. Yeah. I think that's a start. Anybody who dines with us needs to come with an empty stomach. But it's, I mean, at least for me, and feel free to say differently, Matt, it's reading the ingredients list. And if there's something that jumps out at me as different, like the hummus I was talking about, you don't normally see harissa in a traditional hummus. So I was curious to see what that was about.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I always look for what I've never had or what I don't know much about or I'm just curious about, or maybe something I've had and really liked but haven't had in a while. I don't try to go for my comfort food. Mm-hmm. I try to go for things that I just don't know much about.
Mm-hmm. I think our listeners would like to know, and I've asked this question before, if these places know who you are and know that you're coming, mm-hmm. or know who you are once you get there.
Not what we try for hit list.
Right.
Usually we do our best to be as anonymous as we can when we go try for hit list, because we want the readers we want to have the same experience that a reader would have.
Right.
Sure.
There are times we set up events or tastings or we know chefs and we do say hello tell them that we're there and we wanted to say hi. But we do try to be as anonymous as possible when we do hit list.
That would be important,
yes.
I would think. Okay. You're up next with the cat.
The cat.
Let me put these glasses back on. I'm trying to get used to
them. I know the feeling.
So this is another former Ones to Watch. Chef Ari Joe Ellis has opened the cut inside the Fortune Teller Bar on Cherokee Street. So Ari has worked at kitchens like Southern, Quincy Street Bistro, Bolliard's Meat and Provisions. She worked in a butcher shop for a while, Counterculture most recently. Now she's striking out on her own. She is breaking down whole hogs in-house and then making artisan sausages. But she's doing this inside an already existing business, which is kind of cool. So you go to the Fortune Teller, you walk to the back, there's a window for the cut where you can place your order. We really liked the OG, which is a traditional German bratwurst, very timely right now with Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. That you can serve with a house-made grain mustard and a house-made sauerkraut, which you can also buy and take home by the pint, I think.
Yep, which I have done.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's very good.
She makes it very easy to take some of her products home, which is really nice. Other options include the Cherokee Rizo, which is a chorizo sausage that sort of nods to the neighborhood's Mexican heritage, as well as the East Meets West, Meets, M-E-A-T-S, made with wasabi powder and soy sauce and then topped with kimchi and bulgogi. So she's got a lot of international flavors going on.
Definitely.
And she does not forget the vegetarians. She has a mofu dog, which is made with a local mofu tofu, and then topped with a sunflower arugula pesto. And all her brats are served on the Vitali's bakery buns, which were I think that was your favorite part of everything.
It was, because so often when I go to some place and they serve bratwurst or sausages of some type, they put them on kind of weak buns that just get soggy, and these hold up. They're really, really nice. And Ari's, the stuff she does, she really is another person that concentrates on her sides. She does a really great baked beans that are sort of sweet, but then they're seasoned with Red Hot Riblet seasoning. Her sauerkraut is really nice. It's very traditional German style sauerkraut.
If you're going to do a sandwich or a hot dog, your bun is as important as what's in between it.
Yep.
And I'm always glad to hear about something happening on Cherokee Street.
Yes.
That's really coming back.
You can't stop things from happening on Cherokee Street.
Yeah.
I feel like every time we turn around, something else is open down
there.
Exactly.
St. Louis needs more of that.
Absolutely.
But that's great to see it happening in these other places. Okay, now we move out to near West County.
Yes. The next one we're talking about is Westport Social. So I was interested in this place because when I was growing up, Westport area was really thriving. It seems like it kind of not fallen on hard times, but some of the restaurants had left and it wasn't quite as vibrant. It looks like it's actually making quite a comeback. And Westport Social is sort of like the cornerstone of some of this. Used to be a theater, as I recall. Huge space, something like 14,000 square feet. And inside is just a complete, adult arcade. They have a full-size bocce court. They've got basketball hoops. They've got, foosball tables. But what's cool about this place is the interior is very high-end, very nice, a lot of soft seating, tables, banquettes, lounges. But they also have a really great bar menu. And part of that is because they have Kyle Mathis, who used to be with Niche Food Group. He developed the cocktail menu. He's the bar manager out there now. So he has some really, really great high quality drinks like the Spritz, which has a little bit of orange flower water. It's very nice and floral. The Frozen, which has Fernet Branca, Menta, and Genepi, some ginger beer and lime. So it's not your typical, shot in a beer place for sure. The food is also really, really good. They also have an interesting wine list, which you would not think they would have it there, but they've got some really interesting wines from Hungary and some other places you wouldn't normally expect.
I thought this place was cool because when the concept was initially discussed at the office, I was thinking a Dave and Buster's place with a lot of kids running around with hands full of tickets trying to get prizes, and it didn't sound very appealing to me. But this is actually, it's adults only,
it is 21
and up. And the visuals are really cool. It's very sleek, wood paneling, modern. It's as classy as like a bocce court I think we'll ever look.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
it's really a nice adults place. And I think our colleague Mira has been, I think, four or five
Something
times
like
now.
That, yeah.
She absolutely loves it. She's had a great time there.
There does seem to be this trend lately, though, of having establishments that have other things to do, games to play,
yeah,
and
sure.
that sort of thing.
I think it's a smart business model. Mm. If you're going to stay for an hour to play a couple of rounds of pool or play some bocce ball, you're going to stay and drink a little longer. So I think it's a smart business model, and I think people are recognizing that it's not just children that want to be entertained at establishments.
Well, we can certainly understand that need, though, from time to time. Now, you've got one here, Catherine. The name intrigues me, Taco Buddha.
Taco Buddha.
Looks like we're covering a lot of bases with that name.
Taco Buddha. So this is another place that, again, is doing a lot of international flavors. And they're offering international takes on tacos. Now, they have a rotating menu that changes daily. So what I recommend is you check on Facebook and look at what their daily offerings are. But they do breakfast tacos, which is something that we don't see a ton of here in the St.
Right.
Louis area. We really liked the spinach egg and cheese, or the spicier chorizo egg and cheese, which they are flour tortillas filled with exactly what is on the menu. But the eggs are really fluffy and light. The cheese is generous, which I always appreciate in a breakfast taco.
Speaking of comfort food.
Exactly.
Right.
And they're perfect for dipping. They make a really nice smoky green chili sauce that's perfect for that. For lunch, when it's available, try to get the Thai street beef taco. It's really tender marinated beef, very easy to bite through, with a crunchy cabbage slaw, cotija cheese, and a chili crema on top. So they're very composed tacos. It's not just meat, cheese, and lettuce. But the one that really surprised us was the veggie saute taco. We didn't think just a plain vegetable taco mm-hmm. was going to be that great. But it was really well thought out. It's sautéed mushrooms, squash, green peppers, that same cabbage slaw that came with the beef taco, and a crisp, creamy fried avocado wedge. So instead of just a dollop of guacamole, you actually get a bit of crunch to your avocado. So they're open at 7405 Pershing Avenue in Youth City. Now, they're open for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Saturday, and then dinner on Friday and Saturday. So if you're going to go later, make sure you hit it up on the weekend.
Tacos have never gone away, but it seems to me that there is more taco stuff going on.
It's a very blank canvas, I think. If you don't stick to traditional Latin American tacos, then it's a very blank canvas to do whatever you'd like with it, which I think is what makes it so fun.
It's also heartening that a lot of places like Taco Buddha and other places we've talked about are really starting to focus on vegetarian and vegan options that are high quality and not just, you know, a slab of tofu on some bread or something like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's nice to see.
Absolutely is. All right. Well, we've talked about new games in town. What's coming?
Sure. So one of the biggest pieces of news that we've heard recently is Privado is coming to the Loop. So for those who are familiar with Chef Mike Randolph, he owns a Half and Half in Clayton and now Webster Groves, and he owns Publico, which is on the Del Mar Loop. He recently closed his Italian eatery that was next door to that called Randolphi's, and he announced that he's going to open Privado in the same space in October. So you've got Publico and then Privado right next to it. This is very different from what we've seen previously. This is going to be a fine dining tasting menu restaurant. It will only be open on Friday and Saturday evenings for one service. So 16 people, one meal on Friday and Saturday, and they're going to be about 15 courses.
Wow.
So those familiar with Mike Randolph's work, this is sort of similar to some things he's done previously at the now closed Little Country Gentleman that was in Clayton. And he's done some special dinners called diversion dinners, which are very along those same lines. Lots of courses, small portions, but allows him to be really, really creative. This is going to allow him 3 to 4 days to essentially plan an entire meal. So you buy a ticket for this dinner. They'll be available online for about $100 each, and the first dinner is planned for October 22nd. So it is a high-ticket dinner, but when you think about the length of the meal and the amount of creativity and work that's gone into it, I imagine it's going to be well worth the ticket.
About a minute and a half left, Matt, and I know you've got a couple of places you can speak to.
Yeah, well, the first one I have is Poke Doke. So for those who aren't familiar, it's a kind of a fun name. So poke is generally it's just a fish salad from Hawaii. And it's also another blind canvas that's really open to a lot of tastes. So this is going to be a build-your-own place. You can come in there and do your thing. They're going to have basically riffs on a Hawaiian raw fish salad like poke. And it's also the first restaurant that's dedicated in this area to poke. There's other places that have it on the menu, but this is like a you know, a standalone place. Second place is Need Bakehouse and Provisions. That's Need, K-N-E-A-D. It is a bakery. It's going into the former home of Salome Bedu on Hampton. As you know, Salome Bedu is now in Parker's Table. And so these folks are going to be opening up a bakery focused basically on just the basics, artisan, fresh bread, and accoutrement. Both these places are opening in October.
Something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
A bonus question for you. Here we have a caller said there was a Mexican restaurant that burned down before Cinco de Mayo called Bean House on Lime Ferry. He wants to know if there are plans for it to come back. Do you have any idea about that?
Not sure on that, but we'll definitely look into it and see what we can find out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either, but yeah, it's worth looking into for sure.
Okay, well, Matt Sorrell and Catherine Claney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You always get me real hungry at this time of day when you guys show up.
You can go get lunch right after this.
Right.
I'm going to do that, just that. Thank you so much, both of you. See you soon. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.